This is a independent medical evaluation. Claimant Thomas MAC, capital MONIGLE, WCB number G2336581, DOA 91120. Dr. Shelley Epstein, MD, DOS time 6/1/23, 10:30 a.m. Social Security number X4033, claim number 24403315411. Exam type workers' compensation, IME, specialty psychiatry, exam location, Smithtown, New York. Medical document list, completed separately and submitted. Mr. McGonigal arrived on time at my office for his independent medical evaluation. He was unaccompanied by any family or friends. He was reminded of that the usual rules of doctor-patient confidentiality do not apply, and he agreed to this evaluation. Mr. McGonigal is a 54-year-old male who resides with his wife of 33 years, along with his daughter, son-in-law, grandson, and two sons. His daughter, son-in-law, and one grandson live upstairs. He states he's been on Social Security disability since February of 2022 due to a neck injury and a risk of possible paralysis, as well as lower lumbar injury, two shoulder surgeries. He is awaiting a surgery for fusion of L2, 3, and 4, scheduled for 6/19/23 at Mercy Hospital under the care of Dr. Angel, MACAGNO. He reports his current medications are oxycodone 10 milligrams daily, bupropion 150 milligrams daily, clonopin 1 milligram PRN, gabapentin 300 milligrams PRN, and Trintellix 5 milligrams at bedtime. From other physicians, he receives prescriptions for Lipitor, metoprolol, and baby aspirin is advised. So Mr. McGonigal worked as a foreman for a steam fitter for approximately 6 years. Prior to that, he was self-employed with an air conditioning company for over 12 years, and prior to that, he worked with a cable company after 9/11. His last day of work recently was 9/11/2020. Apparently on that day, a pipe fell from the ceiling to the top of his head. Apparently the pipe weighed 350 pounds and fell 9 feet, breaking his hard hat and lacerating his face. He was knocked to the ground and apparently lost consciousness. He was initially seen by a physician at urgent care. When he was released, his family brought him to the Stony Brook Emergency Room for a full evaluation. He was diagnosed with a severe concussion as well as a rotator cuff injury. He reports that since that day, he's in constant daily pain and often feels overwhelmed by it. He also describes depression, anxiety, panic attacks, irritability, crying spells, and feeling overwhelmed. New paragraph. A treatment has involved amitriptyline, Lexapro, and Wellbutrin. Trazodone is helpful for sleep. And he also feels Trintellix is helping his depression. However, he does describe a frustration of being in constant pain and being unable to work. He also says he's unable to play with his grandchildren due to his physical difficulties. He's been working with a therapist weekly for approximately a half hour, and he said, quote, she helps me tremendously, unquote. He said he does fear dying. And he's also sad because he's lost his hobbies of fishing and exercise. Past psychiatric history, he tried antidepressants for 2 months in 2010 after a CPEP evaluation at Stony Brook. He was inpatient for 3 days at Brunswick, but no suicide attempts. His past medical history is notable for high cholesterol, a catheterization with an MI. And and his orthopedic injuries. He states he's been sober for 33 years and went to AA for 9 years. His family has alcoholism in his father and sister. He retired in February 2023. She now works as a matron on a school bus. So past surgeries have included a triple fusion of the lumbar spine in October 2021. Add to the social history, there's also alcoholism in his paternal grandfather. He grew up in Long Island. He is the second oldest. He has one semester of college. His father is deceased. His mother is living. He feels close to his children. In therapy, he's working on trying to appreciate the things he is able to do. My impression at the time, in October of 2022, was that he suffered with PTSD, panic disorder, and major depression. The claimant uh, completed requested forms in the office. He did not bring anything from home. In terms of the patient, I feel the patient does meet criteria for major depressive disorder and panic disorder, which is an anxiety disorder. His prognosis is guarded. I believe work restrictions are necessary at this time and should remain in place for another 4 to 6 months, upon which a reevaluation should take place. From the records I've been given to review, it does seem like work restrictions are necessary and should remain in place at this time. Psychiatrically, he is not ready to return to work full-time or on light duty. I believe work disability is reasonable and supported by medical evidence I've reviewed. The patient has not reached maximum medical improvement for anxiety and depression. He should be reevaluated in 4 to 6 months. I would say at this time he is 100% disabled from anxiety and depression. I believe that bupropion, gabapentin, Trintellix, and Klonopin are these medications have been helpful and should be continued at this time to help him hopefully reach maximum medical improvement. The patient possibly may benefit from an increase in the dosages of either Trintellix or bupropion to try to more fully address the depression. This is only if a higher dose could be safely tolerated. the Trintellix was started in October of 2022. Should you have any further questions, please do not hesitate to call.